Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
Morning.
What are you wearing? A Chris Stapleton t-shirt?
No, it's just a...
What is that?
It's just a normal t-shirt.
I thought it was a Stapleton shirt. Oh, no.
I think she's a little bit... What is this?
I believe she might be Indian today.
I believe it. Pocahontas.
Aztec.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's kind of the theme. What's your theme today, David?
I don't know. Basic yellow t-shirt.
Red and yellow. You're like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Brother.
I'll rip my shirt open.
That's he reminds me a lot of Hulk Hogan.
He does look similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what about all the comments on social media about the prom fashion show attire?
Yeah.
And essentially, everybody was bragging on Kelly and not a whole lot on us.
I noticed that. I don't think we got one compliment.
Kelly looks
Y'all
beautiful.
Did get
oh,
some
she looks amazing. Oh,
look
gosh.
At Kelly.
She looks like a rock star.
Y'all looked very handsome.
And there's two dudes with her.
Yeah.
Who are those guys?
Oh, look at the star in the middle.
If they saw me today, they wouldn't know who I was.
That's ridiculous. Let's take a look at what's trending this morning. All right, today's Tuesday. It's February the 6th of 2018. So the Super Bowl ratings are out, and they're saying that on average, about 103.4 million people watched it. But that's a 7% drop from last year. And of course, you know, that becomes a topic.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, ratings are down. Super Bowl numbers are down. NFL numbers are down. A lot of people talking about that. Mm-hmm. Still, it was the 10th most watched Super Bowl in history. This Is Us came in at 27 million after that. Which is a pretty good number.
Yeah.
So, the stock market. Anybody have money in stocks?
I don't think so.
You guys have any of that? So, there's a major fall yesterday with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It dropped at 1,500 points. People were freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And it closed at around 1,175 points down from the day before. Did you guys watch Frasier, the TV show Frasier?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't either, but the dad on that show, he played Martin Crane, but John Mahoney, he passed away at the age of 77. Let's see here. The mother of Natalie Holloway. You know, she was the whole story of Natalie Holloway was she went to Aruba and was never able to come home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the mother, Beth Holloway, filed a suit against the producers of the television show about that. Mm-hmm. And she's suing them for $35 million, basically saying that the stuff they put in the TV show wasn't accurate.
Mm, that's awful.
So,
yeah.
Today is National Frozen Yogurt Day.
Hey!
Yummy.
So, eat Froyo very much?
Not very much, but I like it.
Do I sound cool when I say Froyo?
No.
Froyo, yo.
Yeah.
What up?
Get my Froyo.
Yo.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Boy.
It's Double B in the house with the Froyo.
Remember
what
was
happening?
That was really trendy at one point, though.
In the house?
No, the Froyo.
You want to go get some Froyo?
That's what it was, yeah. Why did you keep your mouth open after that?
I don't know, because I was
did you notice
imitating someone.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Who are you imitating?
I don't know. Maybe it was a Kardashian.
Nope.
I don't know.
She was channeling somebody.
There's someone specifically. She doesn't want to say any names.
Is this somebody we know?
I am not talking.
But it is.
Big hashtags overnight. Hashtag The Bachelor with David's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Lady Doritos. That's a big story today. And hashtag Describe Yourself Badly. So negative stuff about yourself. That's always uplifting to start the day with that. And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so we're looking for the first caller of the day. Y'all ready to go to the phones?
Yeah.
Let's do it. 870-935-KFINE. That's your direct line to the KFINE studios. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
This is Ethan DeBoard.
Ethan, how you doing this morning, man?
Pretty good. I'm on my way to work.
Where are you working at?
Memphis, Tennessee. I work at a cyanide plant.
I got you. Where are you driving from to go all the way to Memphis?
Marmaduke, Arkansas.
Jeez, oh my gosh.
That's a drive,
wow,
man.
You do that every day?
Every day.
Woo.
Hey, man, we appreciate you calling this morning. And because you're the first caller of the day, we're going to hook you up with the KFINE Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard.
Sweet.
All right, man, hang on. We'll get your information and get you hooked up. Later on tonight, David gets to host Miss A-State, Miss ASU.
Go, David.
I did at the Fowler Center, 7 o'clock sharp.
He's the big host. I saw his name on the marquee when I drove by last night.
Oh, yeah.
And his picture right there outside of First National Bank Arena.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
Are you excited?
I'm excited about it. It's going to be fun. We did the rehearsal last night. A lot of great contestants.
Oh, did you see all the contestants?
Uh-huh. Who's going to win?
I can't say that.
No, make a prediction.
Who's your top five?
I can't do that.
Make a prediction.
I can't do that.
He wrote him down right there.
No, I did not.
You think she's going to win?
I don't know who's going to win. Quit trying to set me up, man.
It's not swerved or anything like that. It's not predicted like in advance.
No.
Nobody's picking it.
No.
You're not going to Steve Harvey it, are you?
Oh, that would be bad.
The first time I ever hosted it was like a week after the Steve Harvey thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was so nervous that I was going to do that.
So if you're an A-State student, you can go check out David tonight. Is this actually open to the public, though? Like,
yeah.
Can all of us go?
Anybody who wants to show up, I think it's only like $5 at the door, so it's a fun event.
There you go. David Daly, your host, later on tonight.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Big story out on Doritos. They're trying to make new chips, and these are chips for women. Because I guess the Doritos that are currently out there aren't for women.
Or they're chips for you.
Oh, so you've seen the story.
Yes. Oh. When I saw this story, I was like, Brandon's going to make everyone he knows buy these chips if they ever eat them around him.
Well, because these chips are supposed to make less noise than the other chips. Like, they're supposed to be less noisy when you bite into them.
How so? It's just a chip.
Well, and they're trying to make it where, like, they're less messy on your fingers. And they're really describing these as chips designed for women because women don't want to smack. Women don't want to have all the like the Doritos stuff on their fingers, and they're also going to make the bag small enough to fit in your purse.
Huh.
Wow.
I kind of like the idea for me.
Right. Well, now some women don't really like it because they're like, hey, we don't need to try to make chips for women because why can't we just eat the regular chips?
Yeah.
I think it's silly, but I did think of you when I read the story.
It's great marketing, though. Like, hey, we're going to have chips that have less crunch. We went out to eat last night. We were at a restaurant, right, where they serve chips and dip.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know what happens to people, but it makes me want to go, excuse me, person, did nobody teach you how to eat those chips?
Yeah.
I went through the same thing. So we're at my parents' house for the Super Bowl, right? And my dad is over here just chowing down on these chips, going ham on them right next to the Christmas tree. And I'm thinking, what is going on right now?
Hang on. There's two things.
What? What is going ham?
Going ham.
Going Could ham you- means you're like going crazy on it.
Somebody's like pigging out, like ham and pigs.
Well, not right, really. It's like an acronym for something. I can't remember what it stands for, but it's
probably dirty.
It's not dirty.
He's probably just busted out a bad acronym.
It is not dirty.
Okay, he said going ham. And then the second thing that caught me funny was Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah.
They still have their Christmas tree up?
My parents have not put away their Christmas tree yet, and it is February 6th.
You have to be joking.
No, it's still up. And the lights are still on.
Did they
at least change it to like a Super Bowl tree?
No, it's still like the normal Christmas tree.
And it still looks like Christmas?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and the way they have like the lights on there, it's not like it's just like lit, you know? It like does all these sequences and stuff
like that.
So it's going
crazy. Is it in the window?
Yeah. So if anybody's walking in our backyard.
Oh, surely they close the blinds, right?
Well, no. Anybody walking in our backyard can see this Christmas tree going. So I have to go over there and unplug it during the middle of the game.
Nobody else has a Christmas tree up still,
surely
right?
Surely not.
Like, by this point, David, it's been well over a month.
You could have put it up for them, or do they just enjoy it?
I think they like it, I guess, but at the same point, I'm like, man, it's not Christmas anymore.
No, it's not.
It's Valentine's Day.
I get it if they change the theme.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I want to know. Anybody else have their Christmas tree up in their house still, or are David's parents the only people in Arkansas with the Christmas tree up?
They might be.
I'm kind of thinking at this point, like, I even get the lights on the house.
Yeah.
But I don't get the tree.
Yeah, and it's still going. Like, it's Christmas.
They love the season, man. 'Tis the season. 870-935-KFINE if anybody else has their Christmas tree still up in their house.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we found out that David's mom and dad still have their Christmas tree up. Like, it's the Super Bowl, and they still have a Christmas tree flashing in the living room. 870-935-KFINE if you still have your tree up. Because I think maybe David's family might be the only ones, right?
I know, yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, KFINE, who's this?
Fishy.
So is your Christmas tree still up?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
What is going on?
So your parents aren't the only ones, David.
I guess not.
Now, why is your tree still up?
Well, my mom had surgery right after Christmas, and I haven't had a chance to take it down.
So you have a good reason.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So at this point, as we look at the date, February the 6th, are you considering taking it down any time in the month of February?
Probably.
At what point do you just say, forget it, we'll just keep it up all year?
Oh, I've never kept it up all year.
Light's still going in July.
Well, your parents should feel better then, because there is somebody else.
There's one other person.
Y'all should start a club or maybe a newsletter.
a newsletter.
What are you up to this morning?
I'm on my way to work.
Where are you working?
Ashley Lighting and Truman.
All right. Well, you have a safe trip to work, okay?
Thanks.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Evidently, there are more people that still have up their Christmas trees.
It's good news for my parents.
Like, I can't believe that.
Yeah.
870-935-KFUN. Let's go to the phones. And Sherry, Sherry, what's your story this morning?
We just was talking about the Christmas trees. I have taken down my Christmas tree and replaced it with a Valentine's tree. It's white and all decorated in red.
I love it. That's fun. I like that.
I've never heard anyone doing that before.
Do you have one for every month?
I plan on it. I used to do it all the time, and I got out of that, and I just bought a new one this year and going to try it again. I like decorating it for the 4th of July and everything else.
That's cool.
In April, you can decorate it for me because my birthday's in April, so your April tree will be the Brandon Baxter tree.
Oh, geez.
April Fool's Day?
Hey! Wait a minute!
Exactly. No,
cover
exactly.
That thing up in bronzer, too.
You're going to have to spray your tree gold and have, like, Brandon Baxter, like, fatheads all over the tree.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I may have to do that.
That's real inviting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling this morning.
Fun. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
After the Super Bowl, there was a big episode of This Is Us. It was huge. It was amazing. It was heartbreaking. But it answered a big question, is what happened to Jack Pearson? How did he die? Right? So what's cool is the cast watched it all together at a screening at the creator's house, Dan Fogelman. So they watched it together. So in an interview, Mandy Moore said the entire cast got teary. And this is, she said that none of them could speak afterwards. And then when they did start talking, they started recounting some of their favorite moments of the show and they would all start crying again.
Really?
Yeah. So it was very emotional for them too. And she says tonight's episode that's on NBC at 8 o'clock is going to be gut-wrenching, and it might even be more heartbreaking than the one that we saw.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, it's going to get better, you know, but it's into the meat of the story right now where why the kids are the way they are.
Ugh, it gives me chills.
So I'm so excited to see it tonight. Excited, but kind of, I don't know.
Like, can you cry the whole show? Like, I'm thinking, like, if this goes on for 4 or 5 seasons, how do they keep making it so emotional?
I know, man.
It's, like, crazy, but it's, like, people feel this show.
And if you haven't seen it yet, if you have Hulu, you can go to Hulu and watch, you know, everything.
I need to go check it.
Start from the beginning.
Yeah. I think I want to see it. At this point, I think I want to go back and watch it. Mandy Moore hooked me the other night.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Kim Kardashian is very proud of her baby sister, Kylie Jenner, who is now a mom to a baby girl. Now, Kim kind of reposted that video that Kylie did, the 11-minute montage to her daughter and everything like that. Says she's going to be the best mom ever for her new baby on this post on her website, and added that her daughter, Chicago, is going to be besties with Kylie's daughter.
Yeah.
You can't wait for that as they kind of grow up together because they're less than 3 weeks apart. Which is kind of crazy when you think about it. Then you have Khloe Kardashian, who's about to have her baby as well. But Kylie also apparently craved In-N-Out Burger a lot. That was her go-to when she was pregnant.
There's also rumors that she named her Butterfly. It's a rumor, but Butterfly.
Posey is one. Like, there's all these crazy different rumors and why people are thinking that.
Right.
Okay, so I saw a deal, an ad campaign that made me think of Kelly and her mom. Because I remember there was a photo shoot years ago with Kelly and her mom doing a bathing suit photo shoot.
That is not true.
Do you remember that? You sent that to me. It was a long time
ago.
Yeah,
right.
Anyway, they were out at Craighead Forest Lake and they were doing like a bathing suit thing.
Right.
But Ashley Graham, the model, and her mother are now advertising a swimsuit line.
Aww.
So the cool thing about this is Ashley Graham, who is really known about trying to stand up for body confidence issues and stuff like that, says that the reason she's the way she is because her mother raised her to have body positivity and to not be self-conscious about the way that she looks. So she wanted to feature her mother in this campaign with her. So a lot of people are talking about this advertising campaign, swimsuits, mother and daughter.
Aww, that's
much
sweet.
Like Kelly and her mom.
Yes, just like it.
Back in 2007. Every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, instead of just one person this go around, I think we ought to celebrate an entire city full of crazy.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
The city of Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
has gone absolutely crazy. And here's just some of the things they've done. Tearing out light poles from the ground.
Right.
Overturning cars. Running around naked in an Eagles mask.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, seriously. Celebration.
I guess that's pretty common for some people in the room.
That's what I do.
Setting fires. Surfing on top of vehicles. But maybe the worst one is this guy who actually ate... This is nasty.
What?
Oh, man.
Say it.
What is it?
He ate horse poop.
To celebrate the Eagles winning?
He got down on his hands and knees next to a big, massive pile of it.
Oh, David.
And just ate it.
That's awful.
Yeah. And it's like Kelly said.
Gross.
This is happening in the context of winning a Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
Why do you have to go eat horse poop? Why do you have to do anything
Brandon,
like that?
If the Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
We're making this bet now.
I don't think I could do it.
Okay, next year if they do it.
If the Cowboys win the Super Bowl 2019, write it down on February 6th of 2018 that Brandon said he will eat horse poop.
That's true. If they win it. They got to win it. Not just make it there. They got to win it.
Man, I'm going to be rooting for the Cowboys for the first time ever in my life. But there's even more proof that Philly is crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
John Party's talking about staying away from cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
He said both sides of his family, they smoked, and he never wanted to because of that. But you know, he saw the damage it can do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know anybody who smokes anymore?
I don't think so.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, I really don't have any relatives that do.
My mom did forever. I think she still does. And I didn't like it because I'd go to school and I'd smell like it.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, like you're in fourth grade and people are like, oh, are you smoking? I'm like, oh, no, I'm not smoking.
Yeah.
You know, but it's kind of like I felt like I was picked on because of it a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Back then, like, you know, people would smoke. It didn't matter where.
Yeah.
Smoke in the living room, smoke in, you know, at dinner.
I'm in the restaurant right there.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, you walk into a restaurant, smoking or non-smoking.
I know that.
When's the last time you got asked that question?
And people don't even ask that.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that because, like, my grandmother would always say, non-smoking, because she never smoked.
Yeah.
But that's weird because you walk into the smoking section and it's probably not as nice.
I had a grandmother that would hide it, and then we would know because we would come in and it would smell like Lysol and smoke.
Right.
You know? Just a minute.
Yep. Isn't that wild, though? I think it's cool, though, that he's out there in front of that charge saying, don't smoke.
Yeah,
like that.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending this morning. Today is Tuesday, February 6th of 2018. The Super Bowl television ratings are out. It looks like about 103.4 million people watched on average. That's down about 7% from last year, which people are talking about that.
That's crazy.
They're saying, hey, television ratings for the entire year were down overall for the for football. And they're even saying that basically some of those networks that air it lost money this year.
Wow.
Because all the numbers were down. So that means that they promise advertisers we're going to have this many people watching. So anyway, they say it's the 10th most watched Super Bowl of all time. And This Is Us, which came on after it, retained at 27 million viewers, which is good. But still, that means, what is it? Almost like 75,000 people turned off the TV.
75 million.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
It is.
The stock market was a big story yesterday. Took a big fall. The Dow Jones Industrial at one point fell 1,500 points. It was the biggest single day point drop in history. So people are talking about that. The actor who played Martin Crane on Frasier passed away. His name was John Mahoney. He passed away at the age of 77. Natalie Holloway's mother, Beth Holloway, is filing a lawsuit over the TV series about her daughter. She's suing for $35 million.
Golly.
Today is National Frozen Yogurt Day.
Hmm.
So celebrate that. Do you ever go to those places where you can get the frozen yogurt and put the stuff on top of it?
Oh, yeah.
It's been a minute, but those places are really good.
We had it in Pocahontas, remember? Man, you give me some frozen yogurt and some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yum.
That is good stuff. Big hashtags overnight. Hashtag The Bachelor. You watched that, right?
I did.
Good show?
It was a fun one.
Is it true that David's cousin was on display?
It is completely 100% true.
Is it true that's what David was watching when you walked in?
He was looking at pictures
from it. Stop. Not true. Quit it.
It's great that you support your family like
You're being weird.
Hashtag Lady Doritos was big. And hashtag Describe Yourself Badly also big. And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon. Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Always.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to
for
you.
It. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Tuesday, February the 6th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Hudson Watkins of Paragould, 3 years old today. Gavin Anderson of Caraway Celebrating. Paige Moore, 15. Wesley Johnson of Bradford is 26. Sarah Kirk from Manila is turning 10. Happy birthday and love from Aunt Heather. Chandler Helton of Leechville, 14 today. Brett McFadden of Wynn is celebrating. Destiny Dobbs of Newport is 14. Pamela McCormick of Paragould has a birthday today. And Leigh Farrell is celebrating a birthday today from Jonesboro, working at Higginbotham Family Dental. So happy birthday to Leigh. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
The lead singer of Lone Star, Richie McDonald, turns 56 today.
I've never been this close to anyone or anything.
Here we go, everybody. Hold hands.
I can see your dream.
You're David.
Aww.
I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
That's awkward. Will y'all let go of each other? David, put her down.
Sorry.
You don't need to lift her up.
That was pretty impressive.
Happy birthday to Richie McDonald, celebrating a birthday today.
All right, Charlie Heaton is 24. That is Jonathan Byers on Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I love this one. Rick Astley is 52.
Oh, no.
Yes.
We have to play it.
I love it.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you.
Make the prediction. How many views does the official video have on YouTube?
I bet it has like 150 million.
Yes.
150 million. Kelly?
151 million.
Oh, okay.
How about 395 million?
Oh,
that is ridiculous.
Happy birthday to Rick Astley, who celebrates today.
All right, Tom Brokaw is 78, and Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses is 56.
They were so big, right?
Still are.
No. We should have gone as a group. We missed the chance.
Fun. I think everybody was there but us.
Right. Yeah. We must have had something else going on. Axl Rose, how old is he?
56.
56 years old today. Give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Sarah Kirk, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard, and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David has a really big day because later on today, David stands up in front of all of his contemporaries at Arkansas State.
It's a big word.
Former contemporaries.
Yes. Yeah.
So imagine this. It's like when you're in school, right? And you're like in fifth grade or seventh grade and you're supposed to do a book report.
Ooh.
Right? And you're supposed to stand there in front of the class and give that report. That's kind of what hosting an event by yourself feels like. And David gets to do that in front of the college audience tonight, which to me, and I told you this like when I go host the basketball or football games, like that's the audience I think that, not that they're judgmental, but that's the audience that makes me the most like, oh, I got to be on my A game.
Uptight, right?
Because it's the college audience and they're, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I'm like that with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want them to think we're cool.
Maybe that's what it is. Hey, I'm cool, y'all. I wasn't cool when I was your age, but I'm cool
but
now.
But I'm cool now.
Like, what sense does that make?
I wasn't
cool when I was 20, but I'm cool now.
At 40.
That makes no sense. Does it?
No.
Like, now that I think.
But that's how we feel. It's weird.
Right. So I'm cool. Y'all, I'm cool.
Yeah.
So you got to play Mr. Cool tonight. Are you ready for it?
I think so. We did the rehearsal last night. Got to see kind of what the girls are going to do for their talents and things like that.
You get in this weird thing when you say the word girls. Did you notice
what do you
mean?
It's almost like the whole gorgeous thing.
Gorge.
Okay, look, I didn't mean anything weird by me saying girls.
We're going to make him so uncomfortable
that
people there are going to think he's weird.
He's not going to know what to say.
Okay, I want you to do this. Stand up. All of us stand up. Everybody up. Up, 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 up. Okay.
Okay, what are we doing?
What are you doing? Kelly's covering up.
No, I didn't.
All right, David, pretend like you're hosting. Stand up right there.
Okay.
Kelly, I want you to come walking through the door.
Okay.
And I want to see, watch David.
I already know where this
is. And I want
going.
You to kind of sashay a little bit, like, you know, booty swing.
The walk.
Booty swing. Okay, here she goes. She's going to booty swing it. David, you're introducing Kelly. Oh, wow.
That's elaborate. I don't know if any girl's going to be walking out like that.
I think she has hip dysplasia.
Yeah. Are you okay? You get hurt?
What is wrong with her?
Hip dysplasia.
You've got to be ready, David. Maybe someone will walk out like that. You've got to be ready for anything.
Well, I have this.
Go behind him. I want to see where his eyes go. David, you back up a couple steps.
No, it's not.
I want to see what you're looking at because you have to play the game.
Okay, so
you're looking at her.
No, I'm not looking
look at her.
I'm not looking at
just
her.
You can't look
don't,
there.
You need to look at the back of their head.
Well, that's what I do. I try to look at their face, and then I kind of see where they're at in the stage, and then I'll say, you know, that was contestant number two, so-and-so.
Are you looking at the crowd at that point, or are you looking at her?
Probably kind of looking down at my paper in the crowd and that kind of stuff.
In the place that you're going to be, do the lights kind of blind you from seeing the whole audience?
Yeah. I can't hardly see anybody.
I think
except
that
maybe
helps.
First or second row. So it's almost like here I am by myself. But I can hear all of these sorority girls going nuts for their friends up on stage.
Do you have a podium?
Fine. Yeah, it's a podium.
So you get to hide behind it a little bit?
Yeah.
How about when the girls walk out there so you don't look funny, you duck behind the podium?
Yeah, that won't look weird at all. All of a sudden, he just slowly starts going back
so I go down
behind
like
the boat.
That was contestant number two.
He just keeps popping up.
People will see you. If you look, like let's say some girl walks out, right? And she's doing like Kelly was. And you look over and like whatever.
Oh, I can't be doing that. I know better than that.
They will see you. I just want to warn you.
There's no way I can do that.
Because you typically do that a lot. So
is
don't
your
do
girlfriend
it on stage.
Going?
She won't be there.
Oh, dude.
That
you
helps.
Told her she couldn't go, didn't you?
No, I never said that. She has to work tonight.
She's a teacher, Dave.
Parent teacher conferences. Are you saying she's lying to me and really doesn't want to be there?
No, I bet she does want. I bet she surprises you.
Oh.
She probably has a spy there.
So my wife would do. She'd
great.
Tell me she wasn't going to be there, then I walk out and there she'd be. I'm like, right? How many contestants?
There's going to be 10 or 11.
All right. So a bunch of good looking women and David tonight.
Sounds like fun.
They're not
going
to be good looking?
No, they will be. They will be. You just make it weird. You make everything so weird.
I'm just saying they'll be pretty
There's
girls.
There's a lot of hot girls out there.
I didn't say that, did I?
No.
Did I say that?
No.
I said there'd be beautiful women.
But the way That's you looked right. at him here in the studio was like
if
you're
anybody
trying
could see
to,
these looks that he
I
gives
know,
me right now.
I know.
I'm just saying, enjoy the beautiful women. What time does it start?
Starts at 7 o'clock.
Do you have a monologue done? Have you figured out what you're going to say?
A monologue?
Like a script. Have you laid out?
We kind of have a script laid out. I don't
but
really
you have to
a...
have something to say when you get there.
This isn't like the
Treat
the,
it like a late
Oscars.
Night show. No,
it's
treat like a, it like a late
it's like
night show.
It's like a cold
show.
Open. You're going to have to know what to say, and you need to kind of break the ice because everybody's going to be nervous.
You
There's
can't just start.
Moms and dads and friends there. You've got to...
Let's get this thing going! Well, you can't do that.
But we have a script laid out.
What
I mean,
do you say? What's going to be the first part?
Well, it's like, hello, my name is...
Don't let your voice crack.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello and welcome to the...
More bass.
Hello and welcome.
Okay, like not that? So much. A little bit off of the bass.
Okay, so hello and welcome.
No, but it doesn't sound like
you. Okay, what do you want me to do?
Just calm down.
Are you thinking I need a monologue?
I think you need a monologue
I do
or something.
Too.
Something
you
to
need
kind
an
of
ice
break
break.
The ice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what?
You could wear the barrel.
Why don't you write one and then we'll review it?
I typically have a monologue prepared anyway.
No, you don't.
It's part of my prep every morning.
You have a monologue.
A monologue for like if someone asks you to do a monologue?
Yeah, I mean, you never know when you need one.
Okay, I'm going to give you a few minutes, get it ready, and then Kelly and I will review it.
That sounds like a plan. I'll do that.
Are there going to be, what do you call them, judges tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
We need them to judge your monologue.
I think that would be good.
You be a judge, I'll be a judge. We need one more judge of David's monologue. Three judges.
Who else can we bring in?
I don't know. We'll find somebody. Okay. David's going to practice coming up. A live on the radio practice. You cool with that?
I guess so.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You're so giddy.
Well, because David's about to practice his monologue for tonight's Miss A-State, Miss ASU, which is happening tonight. And we saw that somebody walked into the room who happens to have attended many of these pageants because his daughter is a pageant girl. And she's been all around in these pageants. I saw him and actually cried when I saw Coach Tommy Raffo walking across the stage of Miss Arkansas. Coach, how are you this morning?
Great, great. Thanks for having us.
I legit teared up when you were walking across the stage. And I'm like, because he's a nice guy, and there he is with his daughter. And I know the bond of a father and daughter and stuff like that. So will you help us judge David's monologue?
Let's do it.
Because our thought is we don't want him to go out there and just be like, hey, here we go. He's got to do something to start, right?
Grab the attention.
Yeah, it's almost like the start of the Oscars, the Grammys, you know, the monologue that they start the show off with. So I'm thinking, you know, you kind of built my confidence up. I'm ready to do this.
All right, so tonight David's going to be on the stage. There's going to be 10 or 11 beautiful girls there with him, and he's going to be awkward up on stage.
Why do you have to say awkward?
Okay, here. I'm just saying. I would be awkward up there probably. Here comes David, okay? The lights have gone down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And boom, here they come. The spotlight hits, and out walks David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, everybody? It's time to start Miss Arkansas State University. Up next, the Barrel Boy. I hope you're ready for a great night.
Why are they booing you already?
I don't know. Okay, so, you know, I saw this whole thing. This is this online auction of Prince memorabilia started on Thursday. But there's one thing that won't be up for grabs. His dignity. Because Justin Timberlake destroyed that on Sunday.
Oh, David.
Come on.
That's not a good one to start with.
Okay, so this Florida guy was arrested trying to kidnap Lana Del Rey. You know, she's the music artist, right?
Yeah.
Now, not much is known about the man, though considering he wanted to spend time with Lana Del Rey, it's safe to assume he's actually deaf.
Oh, my goodness. That's awful.
What if there's fans of Lana Del Rey in the audience? Maybe that's not a good one.
Okay, so the Spice Girls are reuniting, right? We all saw the picture.
Yeah.
There's actually worse news out there than the stock market crashing.
Wow.
You're kind of negative, I think.
So the Super Bowl ratings were down by 7%. It's really too bad because viewers missed a great opportunity to see Bill Belichick miserable.
You're sitting That's next a good one. To a coach.
Okay, so this guy actually, this is kind of crazy news. This guy suffered a brain hemorrhage after he drank like 25 energy drinks in 6 hours. He's doing a lot better, though, so that's good news, right? But for 10 days after he did it, everyone kept thinking it's Rob Gronkowski out there. Okay, so that's the main, like, monologue jokes I have. But I always have jokes ready.
What do you think, Coach? Pretty good?
You know, I always figured out somebody is going to do and moderate and take care of Patch. It's kind of like an umpire. Uh-huh. A really, really good umpire. They get everything done. They let it flow. But you don't really know them.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. So don't be too far out in front.
So you're saying I don't need to steal the show. I don't need to be
that
guy.
Well, the girls are the focus.
But I'm also the MC. I'm the man. I'm the man with the microphone.
You're going to live in the moment. Did you say you had something else?
I have some more jokes if y'all want to hear these.
Coach, do you want to hear any more jokes?
Okay, so
let's do it.
What room can no one enter?
What room can no one enter?
A mushroom. Why couldn't the shoes go out and play?
Why, David?
They were all tied up.
I don't know if these work in the college realm.
What has no legs but can do a split?
What?
A banana. What did the cheerleader say to the ghost?
What?
Show your spirit.
I'm done. I'm tapping out.
Wow.
Is that it?
What do you get if you cross a stereo and a refrigerator?
What?
Very cool music.
Oh, my gosh. I'm done.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Coach Tommy Raffo joins us in the studio this morning. He actually stayed around after the monologue. I was impressed with that.
I was thinking he's about to hit the road. He's like, okay, this guy.
Now, Coach, you've been around pageants. When did your daughter, Claudia, start doing pageants?
Gosh, I want to think she was in high school, junior, senior year. And she did a pretty decent job. I think she's been able to enter some of these pageants and do okay. And she's got a lot of friends that are kind of doing the same. And, you know, so it's been kind of interesting to see how the pageant world works. But
so you would have probably never predicted to be a pageant dad, right?
Never, Brandon.
Did you get into it, though?
You know, it's about the competitiveness.
Yeah.
You know, you always, when you're competing, you always want to do well.
Right.
It's not so much leading up to it. Of course, I never see the background stuff that's going on.
Right.
But when the event starts, it's like, okay, the juice is hit. Let's go.
Yeah.
Even for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like an athlete thing, right? Like, you got to go.
There's no question.
Okay, so tell me, last year you're at Miss Arkansas, right? How nervous were you?
I tell you what, you're nervous, but there's also a lot of girls, and we were just talking about her roommate, Destiny Quinn, and you're also wanting a lot of these women to do well.
Mm-hmm.
You're always wanting them, hey, perform well, and you just don't know where everything's going to lay with those judges.
Right.
Because they're the ones that, hey, they're the ones that say, make the call. The audience can say, hey, you know, this is where it's at. But, and then, of course, we had our local, you know, Maggie Minton win. So that was awesome.
So just a great event. I can imagine
really good event.
Like being there. And you were about to walk across the stage and probably butterflies, and it was probably a weird experience.
Proud. Yeah.
And again, legit. And I say this, there were two people I cried when I saw them walk across the stage, you and Wade Quinn.
Yeah.
When I saw both of you walk in with your daughters, I'm like, oh my gosh, there was just something special with that. You have a really special event happening 1 week from today. I mean, we're right upon baseball season, A-State baseball, and the Grand Slam Banquet kicks it all off.
No question. And it's a really neat event for our community and for our team and program. And, you know, we appreciate you guys having us on and be able to share this. But without this program, without being able to put this event on, you know, there are a lot of things we're not able to do for the baseball team. And to compete in the Sun Belt day in and day out against the Coastal Carolina Lafayette and bringing the type of players we want to bring in to get a degree but also play great baseball, you have to do some things that can enable that to happen. And this event does that. And so over the years, we've been able to bring in, you know, be able to bring in funds to help that. And the community has been so supportive. And I personally am so appreciative of that, you know, for them to be able to do that.
What happens at the banquet? Like, when people go there, maybe they haven't been in the past, but they want to support the team. They like you and the character that you bring to this team. What do they get to do when they come to the banquet?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we've had a lot of sponsors for the tables that have been bought for the banquet. And so, you know, 54 tables have been filled right now.
Oh, wow, that's great.
We got
that's
a silent auction going on. We'll have a live auction. We actually have an online auction going on right now with the Red Wolf Foundation. You can actually go online and bid for any items that you like in that particular realm. But, you know, meet our team.
Mm-hmm.
Meet our team. You get to hear Lee Smith Q&A. And then, of course, we got a great meal by Gene Vance and his crew. And
sweet.
So it's just kind of a neat event just to kind of kick everything off to get ready for baseball season 3 days later.
Are you ready for that? I mean, you have to be ready. But do you feel the pressure now that you're like, here we are, you know, 7 days away from the event. Here we're 10 days away from the kickoff of the season.
I think this, their excitement, you know, it's kind of like your child in a way. You've done everything you possibly could to lead them in a direction, guide them in that way. And you hope they just take the reins and kind of go with it. You're hoping as a coach is just to hold on.
Right.
And if you can hold on, then that's a good sign. Now, if you're always having to lead all the time, and sometimes we do, but all the time, that can be a little tough.
Right. How are you feeling about the first game?
We like it. I mean, Brandon, I know that I don't know what Illinois State's going to bring to the table, but, you know, if we play the right game and do the right things, and sometimes the ball doesn't fall right, but if we do the right things, things will work out.
So if people want to get tickets to the banquet, which again is happening 1 week from today.
First National Bank Arena. You can call the baseball office 680-4337 or the foundation 972-2401.
All right, get out there and support them.
No doubt.
We appreciate you coming by this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Coach Tommy Raffo in the studio this morning with K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, guys, Luke Bryan and Dierks Bentley are out as ACM Awards co-hosts.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, this is confirmed by Dierks Bentley, so it sounds like Dierks won't be the one co-hosting with Luke Bryan. Now, these two have done it for two consecutive years, two straight years, and Luke Bryan did it 3 years before that with Blake Shelton to his side. But Luke Bryan may be coming back, and he might have another co-host and maybe by himself. I don't see that happening. Luke is pretty busy. He's got American Idol, and he's got a tour coming up, so a lot on his plate, but we'll see what happens with all that stuff. Maybe Luke will come back, but Dierks Bentley is for sure out as one of the co-hosts of the ACM Awards.
So the Super Bowl is basically a night to enjoy football and for celebrities to get together and hang out, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it is. The rich people go there, and Kelsey Ballerini was one of the people who was there, and she was talking about being a total 100% fangirl when she realized that the cast of This Is Us was there with her.
I would have been too.
So she was kind of leading up to the fact that she was a big fan of Mandy Moore and she wanted to go approach Mandy Moore. And she did approach Mandy Moore. And this is what Kelsey had to say about it after she met her.
Final This Is Us update. I met Mandy Moore and I just went up to her and I gave her a hug and I said, I love you. Is that weird? She said, no. And then I said, I love This Is Us, A Walk to Remember, and all of your albums. And she was like, thank you. And I was like, happy Super Bowl.
Sounds like something I would say.
Yeah. You can check out Kelsey Ballerini on Instagram. All you have to do is search Kelsey Ballerini.
Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum had her twin girls a couple weeks ago, and their names are Betsy Mack and Emery Joanne.
Oh, wow.
They both were 5.5 pounds, and she posted a picture of them just recently, and they're wrapped in blankets, and they're laying on their mom's chest resting, and their little noses are touching. It's the sweetest thing. Adorable. I'm going to post it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Everything's going to be all right tonight when David hosts Miss Arkansas State University.
I'm excited for it. It's going to be fun.
So I'm excited for it as well. I don't think the monologue's a good idea.
You think I just need to dump the monologue and go straight into it?
I think you stick with whatever they give you.
Yeah. Like, hey, everybody, it's me. Are you going to be David Daly or David the Barrel Boy?
Probably David Daly for this.
Why?
It's professional. Be in a suit, not the barrel.
Hmm. But people are... What are you more known as?
Well, I guess I'm more known as David the Barrel Boy.
So why wouldn't you go with that?
Yeah. But do you want me to wear the barrel out there?
I'm just saying, like, if Hulk Hogan were to host it, he wouldn't be like, hello, everybody, I'm Terry Bollea. He would say, let me tell you something, brother.
Should I go out there as Hulk Hogan?
You should do that.
Hey, everybody. And then I rip my shirt open. Buttons go flying everywhere.
That's what you should do.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah,
we're just trying to help.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get you caught up on what's trending this morning. Today's Tuesday. It's February the 6th of 2018. Super Bowl ratings are out. On average, it looks like about 103 million people watched it. Okay. It peaked at around 112 million during the fourth quarter. They say the Super Bowl ratings are down 7%, but it's still the 10th most watched show in U.S. history.
So the ratings are down, but they still get 103 million people.
Right.
Think about that for a second.
Right. But it's still a big topic because people are saying maybe football hit its peak a couple of years ago, and then the kneeling and all that stuff might have come into effect. Also, they were talking about television ratings for This Is Us. It was a show that immediately followed the Super Bowl. It retained 27 million people, which was pretty good, right? The stock market took a big tumble yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average actually fell at one point 1,500 points. Mm. It ended up falling. The recovery point was about 1,175, but it's the biggest single-day point drop in the index's history. So people who invested in that were kind of nervous about that. Sad news, John Mahoney, who is best known as playing Martin Crane, the father on the TV show Frasier, has passed away. He passed away at the age of 77. The mother of Natalie Holloway, Beth Holloway, is suing the television network that did the whole show about her daughter. And she's suing them for $35 million.
Gee whiz, so, man.
It's quite a bit there. Today is National Frozen Yogurt Day.
Woo!
So celebrate that. Also, big hashtags overnight. The Bachelor was big. Kelly's going to have a complete recap for us coming up.
Uh-oh.
Also, hashtag Lady Doritos, because they have chips that aren't going to have the crunch sound.
Oh, you're going to buy them up?
Or Brandon Doritos.
Yeah, so also the big hashtag, describe yourself badly. And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly has our complete review of The Bachelor, if you missed it last night. Again, we have a local girl from Wiener, Arkansas. Tia Booth is on the show. She just so happens to be David's cousin.
That's right.
First cousin, correct?
Yeah, like second or something. I don't know.
See, the whole... It changes every time he talks about it.
Okay, whatever.
She is so close to David, she has refused to talk to us.
She didn't refuse,
but she just won't respond to him.
Yeah.
Well, she sent me a heart.
Right.
Because she's not sure who you are.
Right. Okay. Golly.
She has people like, hey, some guy on the radio in Jonesboro saying that, you know, he's your cousin.
Right.
Who?
Okay, so if you haven't watched The Bachelor yet, just hang on just a few seconds because there could be a couple of spoiler alerts if you haven't watched it on DVR yet.
All right, so turn us down just for a second, please.
Okay, so it takes place in Paris. All the girls are in Paris. So, I mean, and I think that's part of the reason I love watching the show when they go to different places. Like next week, they're going to be in Tuscany. Like these girls are getting to do much. Yes, Tuscany, Alabama.
It's where Nick Saban lives.
That's what I thought, right?
But anyway, no, they're going from Paris to Tuscany. And they get to go to this place, this Moulin Rouge place, and they have to dress up like they're Vegas showgirls. Okay, so like you know, the big feathers and the boas and the all that kind
of
stuff.
Like a lot of skin showing too,
yes.
Right?
Like and they're so, kicking. Yes. And so Tia, my favorite part, because she kind of won me over here. She has to get in this outfit, and the outfit is very it's a beautiful outfit, all kinds of jewels and everything, but when she turns around, it's kind of a thong.
What do you mean it's kind of a thong?
Well, it is a thong,
and okay. It is or it isn't.
They block it out. Okay.
Oh, so, they had to block
it? Yeah, they block it out. I think whatever, but they block it out. But throughout the whole thing, you can see her face like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I have to get in this. And you can kind of tell that she might not have the best rhythm. And she kind
of... Oh no, she's me of girls. Mm.
Right. And so, but she says a couple of cuss words and she's just charming. It's funny. Like she made me laugh. And so when it's all over and she gets to have her private time with Ari... You can tell that she charmed him. Like, he thought it was funny and cute and whatever. Now,
so she's playing the Southern girl.
Oh, definitely.
Like, all the way, she's all the way Southern girl.
Definitely, yeah. Gotcha. And so the girl, basically it was a competition. So all the girls on the date had to do this. They had to walk out on stage and kind of do this little dance thing. So Ari got to pick his favorite or whoever did the best. And he ended up picking up he picked out the 22-year-old. Her name's Becca, the one with short hair. Okay. And so she ended up getting to do this little performance thing with him. So all the other girls were a little upset.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had girls fighting over me.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like, would that be I want to be on that show.
That'd be a dream.
But the good thing is Tia made it through the next round. And so it kind of looks like they're going to do the hometown date with Tia.
Okay.
She's going to be one of them. And the girl that got eliminated, who has kind of been the villain in all of this, her name is Crystal. And she was a fitness coach. And so he ended up, she was so sure of herself that she was going to get this rose. And he ended up choosing, get this. This would be tough. So you're on a date with two girls. And at the end of the night.
That sounds tough.
No, hang on.
Sounds awful.
At the end of the night, you have to choose one of them to send home in front of the other one.
No.
Oh, that is tough.
Okay. So this girl
you don't
who
think
was.
That's
tough?
No. Who you was, do that?
No.
This girl who was so sure she was going to get this rose and like basically kind of being, I don't know, patronizing to this other girl. You know, this other girl, her name's Kendall, and I actually like her a lot. She's a taxidermist.
Mm-hmm.
But so
she drives? Why doesn't she do Uber instead?
No, I'm not. I refuse to laugh at that. Anyway, she got eliminated, and the girls were cheering, and it was a big, you know, they were cheering to that. So I'm not even going to laugh at that. I refuse. Brandon is still laughing at himself.
He's laughing. Check out The Bachelor and go to you, right? There we go.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was all excited because I walked into the bookstore, and I was having the greatest time ever.
Really?
I love going to the bookstore.
I don't know why I don't go more often because I was like, oh, I want to look at this. Oh, I want to look at this. Oh, I want to learn about this. And then you get to the section like, you know, I was looking for like self-help, anxiety, all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, now what do I pick? So I'm there like it's the greatest place on earth. And Kai, he found his book. You know, he wanted a dinosaur book and he got a book about German shepherds and stuff like that. But he was done within 5 minutes.
Oh.
I could have stayed there for hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And just walked around. I just looked, and Kai ended up being, you know, if you're a parent, you have those days where your kid doesn't cooperate quite as well.
Right.
I'm tired, Dad. I'm ready to go. And you're like, just give me a second. And I get it. I'm looking at books. He's not really excited about looking at books with me in my section.
Yeah.
So at one point he said his legs were tired from walking around the bookstore, so he decided to lay down.
Oh, man.
Like in the aisle.
So Kai is basically taller than me, and he's 8, right? So imagine, here comes, you know, a giant laying across the floor. Like, hey, get up. Get up off the floor.
But he was tired.
His legs were tired.
He's wore out, man. Give him a break.
But our whole point in going there was like, okay, so I'm on this mission for, not self-help, but what would you call it? growth. Personal,
improving, yeah.
Personal growth in 2018 is one of my things. Because I can say I want to eat better, I want to work out, but I try to do most of that most of the time. And I'm never going to be perfect with that, but I can't always try to grow personally and professionally, like I said. That's kind of my deal. And we've also made this decision collectively as a family because there were days, and it's happened for a long time now, and it just finally got on my nerves the other day, where I look over and I'm on the couch on my phone and I'm scrolling through stuff. And none of it's even important, right? But I'm scrolling. Mm-hmm. I look over at my wife. Guess what she's doing? She's scrolling.
Same thing.
Look over at Kai. He's watching YouTube Kids. Mm-hmm. And I realized that we had done that all weekend, right? And it's like we spent so much of our time doing that. I'm like, let's just put the phones down. We're missing life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like my wife was like, we should do that. So she made, you know, have you heard about those phone buckets? Like at restaurants where you put your phone in the bucket and you leave it there. Mm-hmm. She made a phone bucket for the house.
Oh, that's cool.
So I didn't check social media from about 1 o'clock, 1:30 until 10 o'clock last night.
Dang, dude.
Was it awesome?
Honestly, it kind of was. Because, and it was like we had more time to do stuff together and like we went and looked at books. And we even had like a time where the lights were a little bit dim in the living room. We all got on our couch, right? And we got blankets and we all read our book. Mm-hmm. And it was so like this felt normal. And we weren't so worried about the phones because I don't even think we realize how tied up in our phones we are.
Yeah.
But then I have this thing like, okay, so, but people say that's the future. That's where things are. And that's just the reality of where we are. We can't live in the past. But there has to be a balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out the balance.
That's a very good point. That's a good thing to think about because I remember there was a restaurant we went to and they had like a special promotion. Put your phone over here and you get free ice cream.
Right.
You know, it's a way to bring families together. So I like that kind of stuff. I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if does it seem like I'm old school thinking like that, or am I just because I kind of felt like am I just like stuck in 1985?
No, sometimes we miss our family and they're right there in front of us.
And that's what it was. And like I've just felt like me and my wife we barely talk.
And all of a sudden, Kai's going to be a grown man with his own kids, and you're going to wish that you had more time with him that wasn't in front of a screen.
Right. It's the regrets. Gary Vee talks a lot about at the end of life. People's lives, right? They talk to people in the nursing home who are 90 years old and the people who wish they could go back and change things that they now can't change. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you're 90 years old. I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have spent more time with my kids. I wish I would have gone to see so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I would have traveled here. When I started hearing that stuff, it was like this transformation in my mind about, man, what am I living like this for? Yeah.
Makes you want to change your priorities.
Well, because I'm so worried about, you know, how many likes something's going to get or what somebody posted on Facebook or what am I going to post next?
Yeah.
You know, and all that stuff that it's like, I think sometimes we forget about ourselves. We're living this life that's been created and we're getting sold this life.
We're not present.
It's really strange, but there's this balance, like as far as with our jobs where we need to be present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, you want to be there. You want people to know what you're talking about and thinking and blah, blah, blah. So how do you find the balance? And then I started thinking maybe, you know, and it's like not for every family, but maybe it's, you know, you have 5 minutes an hour.
Right.
Go top of the hour, first 5 minutes, go check. And then for the rest of the 55 other minutes, we're going to disengage and do something else.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I do too.
I don't know. Just something to think about. That's kind of where my head is. So if I don't respond right off the bat, it's because legitimately I'm trying to be a better person.
He is trying to think of a new excuse as to why he doesn't text back. Right. That's the key right there.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a story that just now came out about Rob Gronkowski. He's on the Patriots football team. Mm-hmm. He played the Super Bowl on Sunday, crushing defeat. After the game, he was very unsure if he was going to play again. You know, and I think part of that was the emotion. But now there's a story that his house was robbed while he was at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, think about that. Your house is robbed while you're gone. But apparently they stole some safes out of the house and maybe some guns, too. And I bet a lot of jewelry and just money that he had laying around. But
gosh, unbelievable.
Going home to that?
He's in Minnesota for a week, and the whole thing is just trashed when he gets back on Monday.
Yeah, that sucks.
That is awful.
Of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
After the Super Bowl, there was a really big show on. It was This Is Us, and it was an emotional, really sad episode that showed how the dad, Jack, passed away.
Okay? So is he in the show or not? Like,
yes.
He's still in the show?
He'll continue to be in the show because in the show they have flashbacks to the adult's childhood.
Right, gotcha.
Okay, so he'll still continue to be there. But the fans weren't the only ones crying during the episodes. Apparently the whole cast of This Is Us watched the show together. Mm-hmm. And after the show, they were very, very quiet and speechless. And then when they started talking about the show and their favorite parts, they continued to cry.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really emotional for them, too. So tonight's episode is going to be heartbreaking as well, apparently, is what Mandy Moore has told us. So it's going to be tonight at 8 o'clock.
All right, check it out. This is us on TV tonight.
Well, Kim Kardashian is very proud of her baby sister, Kylie Jenner, who is now a mom to a baby girl. And Kim kind of reposted the video that Kylie posted on Sunday, giving the recap of her pregnancy, essentially, and says that Kylie's going to be the best mom ever. And she's very excited that her daughter, Chicago, will be besties with Kylie's daughter and can't wait for that. And I know you guys were talking earlier that there's some rumors that maybe Kylie's named her baby Butterfly or something along those lines.
Yeah, there's three or four names that people are thinking that maybe, like, because they're reading into old social media
stuff.
Yeah.
To see if she's giving hints.
Yeah, like she posted butterfly rings and then she had like butterfly stuff on the nursery wall or
they
something.
They have matching butterfly tattoos, her and her boyfriend Travis.
Oh, they do? Mm-hmm.
So what do you, like, you know, like, Chicago's going by Shy. What do you call butterfly?
Butt.
That's what I'm saying. Butt. Come here, butt.
Butter.
Let me hold your butt.
Come here, butter.
Fly.
Fly. I don't know, man. Fly and Shy.
Yep.
There it is. That's the name.
Kind of works out like that. Okay, so you guys know the model Ashley Graham?
Yeah.
You know, so she's doing a photo shoot now and an ad campaign, a swimwear deal, where she's doing it with somebody else in the campaign with her. It's Ashley Graham and Ashley Graham's mother.
Aww.
In the same campaign. And Ashley was talking about how her mother gave her such positive body image stuff when she was younger, and that the reason that she is who she is because of the way her mother treated her when she was younger and the morals and the lessons that she gave her. So she wanted to feature her mother in this new campaign, which is pretty neat.
That's cool.
I remember when Kelly and her mom did a similar campaign in 2007 when Kelly was working elsewhere. They went out to Craighead Forest, and they were out there by the lake.
And we did a photo shoot in bathing suits.
It was a really big deal out there.
It was a great deal.
It was good.
They had a whole team out there.
We still have that.
We do?
We'll post them later.
Yeah, we have those on. We'll put them up on my Instagram story.
I'd like to see those pictures.
Yeah. Kelly's mom was looking awesome.
Kelly's mom has got to go on.
She does. Oh, my goodness.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
When you guys see me, what do you see?
A bald man with a lot of bronzer.
Thank you. Kelly, what do you see?
A good friend.
Do you see me as Japanese?
Nope.
Not really.
Because I'm a quarter Japanese.
Oh.
And here's great news. Researchers in my home country of Japan.
It's not your home country.
My mom, that's where she was born. But I can still claim it if my mom was born there, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Can I not?
No.
I would assume you can.
You're not from there.
Okay.
It's like I wouldn't say from my home country.
How about this? Researchers from my mother's home country.
Okay, that's better.
Is that better?
That'll work.
They found out that there is an ingredient in McDonald's fries that could cure baldness.
Whoa.
There's a certain thing that they put in their fries, and it's some big, long word that we don't know how to say. But there's an ingredient in there that could be used to treat baldness. Now, that doesn't mean that you can go and eat McDonald's fries, because in the fries, it's not the same thing.
So
maybe they could take that ingredient and you could just rub it on your head like a cream.
Yeah. Like if you get all of the grease.
Or don't even eat the fries. Just take them out of the cardboard thing and rub them on your head.
I will try that and see if I can grow some more hair.
See if it works.
Tomorrow he comes in with like a full head of hair.
Okay, so imagine this. Or picture this, right? You're in the car and either your kid gets it or let's say Rachel gets fries. You're not eating.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a thing of fries right there. You have to have one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And once you have the first one, does that only make you want to eat more of them?
It's salty, you want more.
And they're so good, right?
Even with that Coke.
Especially
to go
if they're
along
fresh.
With it.
So my wife is the one, and it never fails. She's going to check the bag to make sure everything's there and then eat some fries.
Oh, yeah.
She can't wait. And I'm like, I want the bag squeezed at the top to hold the warmth in there until we get home. Is that weird?
That's an awkward
No.
way.
I squeeze the top of the bag. Do you guys not do that?
I do.
Or fold it?
I fold it.
To keep the warmth. It's like it's an oven.
Yeah.
We were eating lunch yesterday, and we turned on Bizarre Foods. Is that what it's called? On the Travel Channel
or something like that.
Where the guy eats all that really crazy stuff.
Yeah.
They were cooking on dung. Dung. Poop.
Dung.
They lit the poop on fire. And then they showed how they killed this goat. Okay, so we're eating chili, right? And we're watching. They basically skin the goat, and they take the carcass, and they put hot stuff in there, and the carcass becomes the oven.
Oh, my gosh.
And they seal it shut so they can cook the meat, the gizzards and innards and stuff.
I wouldn't do good in that environment.
Yeah, Kai did not finish his chili, by the way.
Yeah, pushing the bowl away.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Well, guys, I hate to tell you, but Luke Bryan and Dierks Bentley are out as the ACM Awards co-hosts.
Wow. Hmm.
Yeah. Now, Luke Bryan actually might be coming back. It was Dierks Bentley basically saying, I won't be there this year. I guess he's got a lot going on with his new album, and I think he's got the tour coming up and all that kind of stuff. So they did this for two straight years. Blake Shelton was the co-host with Luke Bryan for 3 years before that. Yeah. So maybe Luke will come back for a sixth straight year, but he has his own tour. He had an album that just came out, and this show called American Idol.
Yeah, how in the world? I don't know he could do it.
Yeah, but that show starts in March, and the ACMs right in the middle of April, so we'll see what happens with that. But Dierks Bentley confirmed not to be there.
All right, so the Super Bowl is a spot where celebrities go, and they all kind of hang out and get to see each other and stuff like that. Kelsey Ballerini was there at the Super Bowl, and she was freaking out because she realized she was in the same building as the cast from This Is Us.
I would freak out.
So she really loves Mandy Moore, and she finally got the courage to go and talk to Mandy Moore at the Super Bowl party, and here's what Kelsey had to say after meeting Mandy Moore.
Final This Is Us update. I met Mandy Moore, and I just went up to her, and I gave her a hug, and I said, I love you. Is that weird? She said, no. And then I said, I love This Is Us, A Walk to Remember, and all of your albums. And she was like, thank you. And I was like, happy Super Bowl.
Sounds like something I would have said to Brett Eldridge.
Oh my gosh, I was so mortified that night.
I love everything
it was
you do.
Not that
and
bad.
Your songs are my favorite songs. And
I follow you
on Snapchat, and you're funny, and your dog is cute, and here's a bone. Here's a bone for your dog.
I remember that. That's exactly how
okay,
it went.
Okay, so Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum just had twin girls a couple weeks ago, Betsy Mack and Emery Joanne, and she just posted a picture on her Instagram page of them, and they're touching noses, and they're kind of wrapped in a blanket, and laying on her chest. It's so sweet. If you want to see it, it's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So, David, when you first got with Rachel, let's say it's first date.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pass gas on the first date?
No, probably not.
I would hope not.
No. 1 in 10 guys think it's okay to pass gas on the first date.
Now, I think once you get to know each other and the relationship's going good, it's different.
Nope.
But on first date, if you're going to let one rip, I mean, come on, dude.
Never okay. Never okay.
So you would hold it and just be in pain?
Go somewhere different. I think it's never okay.
But what if they walk in there?
But you've told us stories.
Accidentals are, I mean, you can't change an accidental. But never.
So accidentals are okay.
You can't help that.
That's how I am too.
What the accident? Like you can't.
It's a constant accidental for Kelly.
No, like I don't want to let that happen in front of Joey. It's happened.
It's like the illusion.
It's accidental, but I'm not just gonna go all out.
Hey, Joey, check this out.
She feels weird talking about. That's why she stopped in mid sentence.
Hey, Joey.
I wasn't sure how to finish.
I remember the first time I did it, right? I'm laying on the floor, and you guys are idiots. That whole thing sounds dumb, doesn't it?
What are we about to learn?
If we just isolate that part of the show. So I remember the first time I did it. I'm laying on the floor. Now we had Kai, right? And he was just a baby, and we're bouncing him around. And he bounced on my stomach. And he bounced and it went boop. And it was the first time ever in front of Leslie.
I bet
right?
She laughed so hard.
Oh my, and my face, you know me.
Were you mortified?
Red, yeah.
Still to this minute, I'm mortified.
Oh, man.
This Is Us is on TV tonight. NCIS is on Lethal Weapon, The Flash, Bull, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. Ellen's Game of Games.
That's
a fun show.
Yeah,
that's
is.
On NBC tonight, plus Inside the NFL. I don't know, lots of stuff. Anybody good on the late night shows in the country? I don't see. Okay, now.
Well, one thing that's going on is David's hosting Miss A-State.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Miss
Complete
ASU.
Recap.
7 o'clock. That's happening tonight. If you want to go check it out.
Shout out to Miss A-State, Destiny Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'll be giving her crown away tonight.
Yeah, she's awesome. So she'll be out there. Tell her I said hello.
I will.
All right. Talk to you back here tomorrow.